This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Today, we are joined by a host of the AMI original podcast, Low Vision Moments, Jenny Bouvard, to catch up with her and learn about the show. Hey, Jenny, so great to talk to you.
Hey, Grant. Hey, Kelly. I'm so happy to be here, even if it is Monday.
Well, thank you for making our Monday a little bit, a lot, actually, happier. Let's talk about the show. Tell us a little bit about the show. How are you enjoying it? And, you know, how far have you gone? How many episodes have you done?
Ooh, well, Low Vision Moments is certainly one of my pride, and it's a big source of pride for me. We have done 3 seasons so far. Our most recent season, we added video. So we're on YouTube now, the most recent season. We're well on to episode number 42 now. The thing I love about being on YouTube, okay, I don't love that I have to do my hair and makeup every time I podcast now. But I'm getting used to it, and it's more accessible this way. I love that we can have captioning there, and now we have transcripts readily available. So I love that. I never get bored of podcasting. The guests I have on each month are just incredible in their own way. We have such light and sometimes deeper conversations, but we mainly try to focus on having a good time. The low vision moments themselves, these are the things that happen when we are just going about our day, when we have partial sight, when we're living with blindness, visual impairment, low vision, whatever your preferred terminology might be, and also albinism, because I live with albinism as well. So we explore all of these topics. We wander into all kinds of different territory and places. But we really want the listeners, whether you have a personal connection to blindness or sight loss or no personal connection, we want you to have a good time, maybe raise some awareness and enjoy our funny stories. That's the main thing.
So what I love about you being on YouTube, Jenny, is we know that there is so much more access out there, people finding you, whether they then find you and go to the or prefer the podcast or love seeing you on YouTube. But there's people just far and wide. Its reach is so phenomenal. I'm curious always what you get from viewers, those who are checking out the show, who love the different perspective. Anything that comes to mind of late that maybe somebody has messaged you somehow, said to you, or said, I'd like to come on the show. I'm in this situation and would love to be a part of it. Or this is what I think about and this is how you brighten my day. Anything?
Yes. So first, let's put that public service announcement out there. If you have any interest on coming on Low Vision Moments as a guest, I always want to hear your funny stories. And I do, Kelly, I do hear from people quite regularly. The most common thing that I hear, and it is so rewarding because it's exactly what we're going for. I want people to be able to relate to the stories. Mm-hmm. And the thing I hear most often is that people, okay, number one, my favorite thing to hear is that when people are out in public listening to the audio version available on all your favorite podcast platforms, I love hearing
commercial in.
Shameless. Absolutely,
yes,
shameless.
Always. Good work.
Thanks. people, when they tell me that they can't contain their laughter on the bus or out walking their dog, that is what I love to hear, because that is, again, I want to brighten people's day. I want to make you laugh. But the other piece that I hear is that people are just listening or watching and nodding their heads and saying, yes, 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 that happened to me. Because selfishly, that's part of what I want to do with this podcast. There wasn't this content out there for me in this format. And so those are the comments that speak to me, the people who are relating. And the other really cool thing is family members of people who are blind or partially sighted are tuning in, and they're maybe listening with their loved ones. They're maybe listening on their own, and they're getting insight into, oh, maybe that's why my family member does that. Or, you know, maybe I learn how to introduce myself better when I encounter my friend who is visually impaired. And so those are the big pieces that I love to hear.
Well, yeah. I think also that it's okay to laugh at oneself or laugh at the situations. And I think that's something family, especially if someone's more recently, blind or low visioned or physically inconvenienced, as I like to say, whatever, if someone recently is, that it's okay to laugh. Now, you also bring on enough guests that give that permission too, because they like to tell their story, but again, surrounded with that laughter and relatability.
You know, what's interesting is a lot of my guests tell me after we've chatted and they've spilled the beans, they've laid down on the therapy couch at times within the recording of the podcast, they come away from it thinking and saying to me rather that they didn't expect to open up that way, and they haven't really opened up that way before. And so just having these conversations, like you said, it normalizes having the conversation. It demystifies things for people who might not have that personal connection. But the more we talk about it, the more normal it is to laugh at these things. Mm-hmm. And you made a really good point. I've had my whole life to deal with this albinism, low vision thing. It's normal to me, but someone who's newer to it, when I get those messages, I'm new to vision loss, and your podcast has really, you know, brightened my day on a couple of occasions. And they don't maybe have that community that some of us have in the blind and low vision community yet. So we're their buddy that they're sitting and chatting with and normalizing those things. And that's super meaningful, but it's all about having a good time as well.
Exactly. I think it's so easy to forget, but we're so low incidence, right? That oftentimes it can just be really, dare I say, like just scary to other people and uncomfortable for us to just have all these little bizarre moments that we don't really know what to do with or how to react to them. And I think being able to just have a little bit of fun with it, both as a blind person, but also maybe a more mainstream audience as well. Like you said, kind of normalize it and just show people that, it doesn't have to be as scary necessarily. We can laugh at these little moments.
And people don't know what they don't know, Grant, right? And that comes up a lot. For example, in the recent episode that came out at the end of March, Mr. Magoo on a Flag is the title of this one. And Dan Baraberger, who's a comedian, writer, and actor, he's written for a series coming to AMI very soon, The Squeaky Wheel Canada. Dan is a very funny human being. So I can't wait to see The Squeaky Wheel Canada. Long time coming, that news satire type of show for us in the disability community. But I digress. The fact that Dan came on, talked about Mr. Magoo on a Flag, you're going to have to listen as to why Mr. Magoo might be on a flag, because that's ridiculousness. But the questions that people get and the interactions that we can't avoid when we're out in public encountering the people who don't know what they don't know, they seem ridiculous to us, right? Dan talks about a story in the episode where someone asked him how he knows when it's raining. And this blows my mind, but it's normal to me that I understand how we know when it's raining, even if we can't see when we look out the window. It seems ridiculous to me, but how we deal with it, it depends on so many factors too, right? When we have those interactions. And so that's the meat and potatoes of the podcast, is how the heck do you deal with those things? And how do you own those stereotypes sometimes when they are real too?
Let's take a listen to a clip from a recent episode titled Run for Your Life. Just a little background. Following her epic road trip of Ostrom through Montana, Daryl was inspired to return and visit their state capital and figured she may as well run her first half marathon road race. But there is one aspect of marathon etiquette that kind of went against her Canadian sensibilities. Let's take a listen.
So it took a year to save up and plan and whatever. And about 6 months before I went on the trip, I was like, well, I wonder if there's any half marathons when I'm traveling, because, well, that's just,
that's how we think.
That's how we think. And, you know, hindsight being what it is, I think it was sort of a thing I felt like I needed to prove to myself. You know, I didn't want to run a half marathon in places where I knew anybody. So there happened to be a half marathon in Billings, Montana when I was there. And I was able to get things, you know, set up so I could run it. And I would say my low vision moment of that was because I'd never run a road race before. I'd done like a couple of fundraising 10Ks, but they're, you know, they're pretty chill. They're less intense than, you know, a marathon or a half. And I could not see that people were basically throwing their drink cups on the ground at the aid stations.
Oh, it's the worst.
And I was just like, where's the garbage? And everyone's like, just throw it down. We'll scoop it up. And I'm like, but I'm Canadian. We don't litter. Newsflash, we absolutely do. I got over that really quickly for my next races. But I still kind of want to throw things in the garbage if I can.
A couple minutes left. Let's reflect on this clip.
So for me, talking with Daryl, oh, such a treat. But we were able to compare race notes, which is really nice. She's so much more adventurous, like you heard. She is willing to go out of her comfort zone and like travel to go to races. I stick pretty close to home. She touched on the litter at water stations. And I identify this as possibly the worst ball pit ever, because that's what it feels like when you have to sort of slosh through this and you don't know what the traction's going to be like. It's slippery plastic all over the place. Yeah, Daryl is a gem. She's a fellow runner. She's a marathoner, and she's actually got a book. She's included in a book called Run for Your Life, which is just such a good title for a book. And she talks all about her experiences running with guides, which can be just, they're amazing people. It takes such an incredible individual to run not just a 5, 10, any distance. It takes a really special type of individual, and we're so blessed to have them when we need them. But those navigating those weird things that you don't expect to happen in a race, or on training runs, if you want to find out when it's appropriate to tell someone to go further in the woods, listen to this episode.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Jenny. We've got so much we could cover, but we are pretty much out of time here. But you can catch Jenny's podcast, Low Vision Moments, every Friday on your favorite podcasting app. That was Jenny Bouvard. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Margaret Shepherd of the AMI podcast, Tripping On Air. Every month, my co-host Alex Hajar and I spill the tea on what it's really like to live with MS. Watch Tripping On Air on YouTube or download wherever you get your pods.